Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And live from Marion, Ohio, it is Friday night, 8:17 p.m. on a Friday night. Scott Spears along with you here. And it is going to be 2 hours of live entertainment and high satisfaction, to be sure. I am your host, along with my co-host, Bailey Hunt. Bailey, how are you?
I am great.
Well, that was very soft.
My microphone was down.
I came on like Saturday Night Live, and you came out talking like this.
Yeah.
What was that?
You know what? I just got my voice back. It's been gone like all week.
Really?
Yeah, my throat's been hurting.
Who says God doesn't answer prayers?
I know, right?
Man, what a thing.
Oh, man.
You know what's funny, and I have to tell the listening audience this, because I like giving people behind-the-scenes information on a program. Here's what happens, because when Bales and I get together on Friday night to do this show, we usually have a little dinner before we come to the studio, or in COVID, we eat dinner at the studio, and we talk about what's going to be on the show. And I always know when we are going to take a publicity photo by how... she's dressed for the show and how her makeup is done. Now, last week, you would have thought a homeless person was in the studio with me. And this week, when she pulled up, it was makeup and hair done and nice shirt on, Batman. And I thought, oh, we're taking a picture tonight, aren't we?
Yep, and
but
we
you,
did.
But you never alert me when this is going to happen. 2 weeks ago, when you took that picture, I was so tired. I was so beat.
And then last week you thought we were going to take a picture, so you were like, nice.
I looked good last week.
And I was not.
And you looked
and
like.
And I was like, oh, no, no.
You
picture.
Had the glasses on last week, and you had the hair all pulled back,
yeah.
And looking rough, feeling rough.
Yeah, had sweats on and.
Yeah.
Slides.
So I knew it was picture week this week, the moment I saw you. And by the way, there's something funny about when we go have our pre-show dinner, too. This has become a thing during COVID. What happens is because there's always a dinner, because you're always hungry. She's burping it up right now. And what she'll say is she'll say, so where are we eating at? And I'll say, well, where do you want to eat? I don't care. And I'll say, I know you care. Now, where do you want to eat? And she'll say, well, I'll give you three choices. McDonald's, Sonic, and Arby's. And I'll say, okay, well, which one of those do you want to eat at? And she'll say, Sonic. And I said, okay, we're going to Sonic then, right? And like I ever had a choice. Because the truth of the matter is, if I would say McDonald's, you would go, oh, okay. And I'd say, oh, you didn't want to go to McDonald's? No, I want to go to Sonic. And then we'll end up at Sonic. Now tell me that's not the truth.
That is so true.
I feel these behind-the-scenes moments of this show are kind of entertaining.
I've just realized that I'm spoiled.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I get what I want.
Well, that's what happened last week.
We had Sonic,
but there was like a pre-conversation to that.
Well, we had decided, no, the week before we had Arby's.
We did have Arby's.
And then I was looking at Sonic in the Arby's parking lot, and I was like, ooh, I really want Sonic next week. So then I was like, are we still going to Sonic? And that was that. So now Sonic's our place until the restaurants open back up.
Oh, that's right. You said, are we still going to Sonic? And I said, oh, that means you want to go to Sonic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we do before the show. That's how we warm up.
I love Sonic.
It was good.
Yeah. And I eat so much.
You do. You have a full course meal before we hit the show, and then you burp the entire show.
I know. I had a Coney dog and a large popcorn chicken and a large drink. Man.
It's interesting. So what is new this Friday night? Oh, you know what? I had an interesting topic this morning that got a lot of calls. About why are people protesting Dr. Acton?
I don't understand that.
That makes me angry. And I don't usually give my opinion. And I'm not saying she's right all the time. But the fact that people are in her name, why?
Okay, so like my question is, they're protesting because they want to go to work, right?
Or I don't open up the restaurants or something.
Okay, well, if they don't have a job, and obviously they don't, or they would not be protesting because they'd be working, like us that work. And... there's so many jobs still that people could go, like, at a grocery store or wherever that's still, you know, considered essential. So if you're really that concerned about it, why don't you go get a job there?
I just don't understand why she's the one they've picked of the three. She's the one who has the least power.
I don't know. I mean, maybe because she's the only girl.
I mean, I thought about that. I think that might be it. And I hate to say that, but I think it might be.
Yeah. I think so, too, because they don't think that she'll do anything.
And I've said this before, and I know people don't like me saying this, but I'm telling you, this is not a political statement. You can say what you want, and I know a lot of people disliked her, Hillary Clinton. There's no doubt people disliked her. And you know what? I'm not saying people had to vote for her or people who didn't have to vote for her. Vote however you want. But when people would say she wasn't qualified, she was the most qualified person who ever ran for that job. Now, does that mean she should have the job? No, because this is a democracy and you can vote for whoever you want. But you can't make up your own facts. And when you have been Secretary of State and you have been First Lady and you have been Senator of New York during the biggest terrorist attack in United States history, you do know your stuff. Mm-hmm. You cannot say you're not qualified. So I don't understand that. And that's the same with Dr. Acton. I'm not saying I agree with Hillary Clinton. I'm not saying I voted for Hillary Clinton. But I don't know why these women get stuff that you would not get away with a man. You wouldn't get away with, say, if a man had been Secretary of State and had been in the White House for 8 years and had been senator in New York during 9/11, nobody would get away with calling a man unqualified.
Well, yeah, but I mean, whether you want to admit it or not, people are very sexist. Nobody was going to say it, but...
Oh, I knew. You say Hillary Clinton and people come out of the woodwork. See, this is a thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Bailey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, shame on you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you struck the nerve in me. Raising people are in her face like she is, and she's trying to think that she's Almighty God.
Oh, Dr. Acton.
Yes.
Well, you know, I understand, and I'm not saying I agree with all her opinions, but the problem is she's got little kids at home, and some of these protesters are being anti-Semitic.
And, well, maybe they are, but still, that's, you know, DeWine even said that's their right to be that way, and whether we like it or not, and you know, that's freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah, and you do have the freedom to protest, but I don't understand why nobody's protesting at DeWine's house or Husted's house.
Oh, they probably can't get close enough.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. The woman who has the least money and the least power is the one who's getting all the trouble.
Yeah, I wouldn't say she's got the least power. Seems to me she's got more power than what the governor's got there.
Well, I think there's no way that she does not meet with the governor before those press conferences, because if he wanted to limit her power, he's the one who could do it.
Right. He said the butt starts with them, but I don't think it starts with them. On another point that you make about people not wanting to go back to work, she's exactly right. I mean, I've talked to a couple people there, and you know they're making more on unemployment than they are on their regular jobs that they work, and they don't want to go back to work.
Well, that's true. So why show up at the doctor's house? Get these people back to work.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, as I said, I talked to one person. They said, man, they're getting double their pay for staying home. I said, you're going to have to go back to work sometime.
That's true, and but you know what? Somebody called in this morning and gave me the background, which I didn't know on this Dr. Acton protest, is that these people are comparing her to Hitler in Germany. This is not Hitler. Hitler was killing people in a concentration camp. That's not what she's doing.
No, that's going a little bit overboard there, and you hear that now people are toting around firearms at these protests. That's not, what in the world has that got to do with?
See, that's why people are anti-gun, and I'm not saying that people, I'm not saying anything about guns, but if you ever wonder why people want gun laws in this country, that's a good reason right there.
Yeah, it seems to be. I'd be scared to death, you know, by the way they're toting them around, heck, they go off. You know?
Absolutely. I know. Well, hey, I appreciate you listening and calling in.
All right, y'all have a good night now.
You too.
And again, you can call in 740-383-9944. And again, I'm not taking a side on any of this. All I'm saying is people get so bent out of shape about certain things, but then they don't look at what causes those things.
Okay, but you struck a nerve. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, good. We'll strike nerves all night long here. That's a good show. Nerve striking.
No, but like what you said about the gun laws and stuff, I get like why people want them. But there's laws against drugs, and there's still drugs. So,
but drugs are illegal.
Well, yeah, drugs are illegal, and there's still drugs. That's my whole point.
So you're
so
saying
if guns were illegal, there would still be guns. People would still find a way to get them, and then the people that are good and could protect themselves don't have them.
So we should legalize drugs?
No.
Well, that's the parallel, though, made.
But I'm just saying.
But we're saying we can't get rid of drugs. They are illegal.
Right, and you can't get rid of guns either, whether you make them illegal. So what's the point of making them illegal?
So we should say, well, we just can't fix the drug problem, so why not make it legal and save ourselves a whole lot of time and trouble?
No, but you shouldn't make guns illegal.
But isn't that contradictory?
No.
Because you're saying we're having gun issues, but let's not make them illegal, because you're not going to stop them anyway. But we have drug issues, but let's keep them illegal, even though we're never going to stop all those problems either.
But what I'm saying is, regardless if you make guns illegal or not, gun laws, they're not going to matter, because the people that want them are going to break that law and have them.
But aren't drugs the same thing?
Yes. Okay? Drugs are already illegal. We're not talking about drugs. We're talking about guns. Things that are illegal.
I'm just giving the counterpoint.
I'm going to hurt you.
I don't have a position on gun laws, to be honest with you.
Right. So be quiet.
Go ahead.
Let me share my point. But what I'm saying is, regardless, the bad people with the guns are going to have the guns. And so why make the good people give up their guns? Because of bad people.
But see, I think that's an extreme. I think that's the argument that people make, but that's not really the argument that people are having. People say, well, they want to take all your guns. That's not what anybody... There are no gun laws. You can drive to Wilmington, Ohio tomorrow and buy a gun without ever having to have a background check, because it's the Charleston loophole.
Well, then maybe that's what I'll do.
But that's what people are complaining about. They're saying, why can you do that? Why can't we eliminate that? Why can't we have a 5-day waiting period? If you're a good, decent, honest person, what's 5 days going to matter? Now, it's not going to hurt you, but the person who might be nuts, it might hurt them, or the person who's got a criminal background might hurt them, or the person who wants to go shoot somebody up that afternoon, it might stop them.
Yeah.
But we don't have those laws, because every time you want to put those laws in place, somebody says they want to take all the guns.
Yeah, but some people do want to take the guns away completely.
So why can't we meet in the middle?
I'm not opposed to that.
But the NRA is.
Well, I'm not part of the NRA.
No, but that's the argument, and I think people need to hear both sides of the argument. The problem is people go on these shows, and they only give one side. And it's insane to say that everybody should feel the same way. They don't.
Well, nobody ever feels the same way as someone else. That's not nobody ever like fully agree.
Right, but why are these issues? I never understand the issues that people argue about, because usually they have nothing to do with the people arguing them. They mean nothing to those people.
I really try not to argue.
Well, it's that people love to argue about guns. People love to argue about religion. People love to argue about...
Oh, I'll argue about religion all day long.
Well, see, there you go.
But that's about it.
Well, see, here's the thing. What I figure is whatever people believe, even if it's a non-belief, that's them.
Yeah.
They've got to deal with that.
Well, when I say I'll argue about religion, the only time I'll argue is when someone is trying to tell me my, like, I don't care what you believe. Believe whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you that your belief is wrong, but don't come and step on my toes and tell me that I'm wrong either. Just leave me alone. Let me believe what I believe. If you let me believe what I believe, I don't have a problem with you. But if you, you know, if you find out that I'm a Christian and you tell me that I'm wrong and attack me, then yeah, we're going to have problems.
Do you think people, though, are attacking or just giving their point of view?
Some people are attacking.
Really?
Yes. Some people.
I've never encountered that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I have.
Now, I've heard people give their viewpoint, because usually that's what they do when you give your viewpoint. But attack, I've never heard anybody say, stop believing what you believe.
I have.
Well, then that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had that.
Right. And I'm not saying that you have, but you're also not very open with what you believe.
Well, people think I have a position, but a good radio host gives the counterpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a position on guns. I don't have a position on religion. I don't have a position on Hillary Clinton. I don't have a position on Dr. Atkin. All I'm saying is we do have to say what the facts are. You can have your own opinion on these things, but you can't make up your own facts. And that's where people get misinformed. That's the whole 60% get their news from Facebook and it's wrong. And that's what we're here to correct over public airwaves. So you can dislike Dr. Atkin, but to come at her and say she's Hitler, that's not correct. You can dislike Hillary Clinton and not vote for her, but to say she's unqualified, that's not correct. You can say that taking away all the guns is bad, but we also fight gun laws in this country. So you can't say it's one way or the other. You can say that people attack people's religion, but let's give examples. You know, you can't just make wild claims and not tell the other side. You can do what you want. Ultimately, everybody can do what they want. But you can't make up stuff, because then some people who maybe don't know the truth get confused.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you were telling a story, maybe not even to a certain person, but if you were telling a story, okay, of something that happened to you religious-wise, and someone that's in the same room as you says, well, that's not true, you're lying because God's not real, how would that make you feel?
Well, that's a tricky one, because I can see where a non-believer would want to point that out, because that's their belief.
Right.
So I don't know. It's tough, because I'll tell you, it has nothing to do with religion, but I will talk about my belief on ghosts, and I've had this conversation with people. I don't believe in ghosts. Now, the reason I don't is because I'm of an age where I've never seen a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a ghost flew by me tomorrow, well, maybe I might have a belief in it. But I would think now, by now, somebody would want to have contacted me, or I would have seen one flying around.
You're not that popular.
Apparently not. So what I think happens is, I think people want to believe. Like, I've had very strong dreams, and I've had very... Emotion can do a lot to you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're so emotional. Like, I have heard people's voices who are dead. Now, I don't know if that's them or if that's wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I think some people feel both ways. I've had a dream about people who are dead, and I think you wake up like it just happened. It was a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But I don't know if that's, you know, are they visited? I don't know. So I can't say, so I'm not going to.
Right.
But I can say it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to tell somebody not to believe. Matter of fact, I hope people do believe in something.
Well, I guess, like, my thing is, I don't care if you believe my story, but don't tell me that I'm lying, because what I've gone through, like, why?
Lying, you shouldn't use that word.
Yeah.
Like, no, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I consider attacking me. Like, don't do that.
But, you know, it's interesting, because all the emotions, anger, love, sadness, they all bring on things that you normally don't feel. I mean, you just have to, and I hate to bring this up, but you just have to look at somebody who commits suicide. If you go back in their life, you will 9 times out of 10 find out why they did it. It might not be a good reason, But usually there's always a why. And usually it's one of those things. Love, hate, sadness. Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are drivers enough to make you take your own life, to think you don't want to be here anymore. Well, I think they might drive you to hear something that didn't happen. They might drive you to see something that you didn't happen. Now, am I going to say you didn't? No, maybe you did see it, but did it happen? I don't know.
Right. But, like, I mean, if you were here telling me a story and I didn't believe you, I would just be like, oh, okay.
That's right.
No point in me saying, well, you're lying, because I don't know if you're lying or not.
Well, that's why I don't talk politics or religion with people, because I know they have their beliefs, and it's not my job to try to change them.
Mm-hmm.
I just get the facts right, man. That's all I care about.
I'm very religious, so, you know.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But, I mean, we got to be honest in what we say. And when we're... I think one of the greatest things about religion is if you can believe the truth about everything and yet still have your belief, I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of things that would turn a lot of people off.
Yeah.
So, it's getting through it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and knowing, like, okay, yeah, I am a Christian, I am a very religious person, but I'm not perfect. And I don't expect anybody else to be. So I'm never going to judge someone for doing something that I don't agree with. Like, I'm never going to tell someone that they're living their life the wrong way or they're going to go to hell because of a certain, you know.
Well, here's I'll give you the perfect example. I don't believe anybody who draws breath on this planet ever fully wraps their mind around the idea that they're going to die.
Yeah.
I think theoretically you can say it. I think theoretically you can know it's going to happen because it happens to everybody. But I think it's you. And I think in your own mind, you could be drawing your last breath and you don't believe it.
Yeah.
Because the human species is just not programmed to believe that.
No, I agree.
So I think it's the same thing in a lot of ways with religion and other things like that is that, you know, you have your own beliefs and nobody's going to change them. You're just programmed a certain way. Everybody's programmed a certain way.
No, sorry. I burped again. No, I agree with that. Like, I, you know, and I'm not trying to change anybody's feelings. Like, that's not my job.
Well, like I told the story the other day on the air, and it is true. There was somebody I was very close with in life. Because I was telling a story about I don't answer the phone at 3:00 in the morning.
Yes.
And this person, I used to. And it happened a lot over the last 2 years of their life. And I live close, so I was the one they called. And we did have a close relationship. And so I would get a lot of those 3 a.m. calls. And one morning, it was not the last morning, but I remember they just turned to me and said, you know, if anything ever happened to you, I would be lost, saying that to me. And when they eventually did go, which was within that 2-year period, one of the things that comforted me was I thought, well, they'll never know that. Now, that'll never happen to them. They'll never live in a world where I'm not there.
Yeah,
because I was with them when they drew their last mm-hmm. breath.
I remember that.
And that was comfortable to me.
That's
so right. You find comfort in things you don't even think you're going to find comfort in.
Yeah. No, I remember you saying that. I listened to that.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. That's good, though.
And I was with them. And it wasn't a hospital. They died very unexpectedly. But I was there. They didn't die alone. That felt good. And that other thing. I knew they were never going to live in a world without me. So I was okay.
That's good, though. I'm glad you were there for that, I guess.
I don't know
what to say.
Well, it sounds strange to say it, but I don't want anybody to die alone. So I'm glad I was there.
What's going to happen with you? You better call me when you start dying.
Oh, I... No, that's where that this is a decent conversation to have with our 18 minutes, because we were having this conversation on the internet while I was having it on the air, is that I live alone, and like 2 weeks ago,
you know,
it's about 2 months ago now.
Yeah.
I probably should have called somebody mm-hmm. in the middle of the night.
You should have called me.
But I didn't.
Right.
And I can't. So that's...
You know what's funny, though? Remember the time that I showed up at your house and you didn't answer the door because
oh yes, at you Christmas time. Oh. Yeah.
And I kept calling you and ringing the doorbell, and I thought something happened to you, and I was like trying to figure out a way to break into your house. I was even texting your friends.
You were panicked.
I was. I was like, oh, great, because we had had that conversation not that long before. I was like, great, he's in there laying on the floor dead because nobody lives here, and he keeps his door locked.
Well, that's true. I mean, it is one of, I guess, the things that happens when you do live alone. And you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. Nobody has a key to my house.
I guess I need one.
But me. Nobody has. And, you know, it's funny because when I moved into the house I live in now, I never gave anybody a key, but I had two garage door openers. Mm-hmm. And I gave somebody one of the garage door openers. But that person has since went on to their reward.
Oh.
So.
Well, just give me. Give me your garage door opener. I need something out of your car anyway.
No, no, you don't. No, 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 no. August 17th.
I should get one for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
I know.
No.
Oh, that's rude.
Well, tell people. That's very vague. People, you've said this on the air before. Go ahead.
Oh, you bought me boots in Nashville.
Yeah.
Three pair.
Right. And then we had a miscommunication, and now it's become a big joke.
Yeah, and I still haven't got them. And that was in February. So I think everyone should vote. Someone call in and tell him that I should get a pair for Mother's Day.
Tell, but tell people what happened as to why you don't have the boots.
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
We stopped talking. Everyone
knows
that.
Not in February.
Oh.
No, you remember. Here's what happened. I bought these things, and I carried them around this mall in front of her.
Oh, yeah, and I... And you wouldn't let me carry them because I offered to carry them and you said no.
Okay.
And so I said, what? Did you just put boxes in a bag and not actually buy the boots? I've never seen the boots.
Yeah, that's probably true. You haven't seen them. They're in the bag.
Yeah.
They're still in the bag.
Never seen them. So
I haven't seen them since that day.
Who's to say that you didn't just put them?
So what you believe happened was I was in a different state, clearly knew nobody in this store.
But you came out and you told me his name and everything.
Well, I did once I talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
I had to cash out.
Right.
So I went up to the total stranger, talked him up, said, give me three boxes for no reason.
I'm going to trick this girl I'm with.
I'm going to trick this girl.
Because you made me leave before you bought them.
Yeah, but you know why that was. I told you why that was. So you don't remember why I told you to leave?
No.
Because... we had been there the night before.
We had gone there like 10 times.
Right, and you wanted these things, and kept saying and saying and saying and saying, and then you finally asked me to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is very hard for me to do, because I don't ever ask for anything.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I say, no,
you might
I
not ask people other people for things, but...
No, I don't ask for things. I say, oh, that's cute. I wish I had that.
You've gotten over this with me many times.
Oh, yeah.
The boots were just one of them.
Okay.
Okay. It's not a bad thing.
Well, yeah, because you basically make me ask you.
Yeah, I make you. No, no, no. You say to me, you say, I want that now. You don't even...
Oh, well, now, because I'm just like, well, I just gotta open my mouth and say it. Or he's just gonna, like, not realize that I want this.
So this is why I got the boots while you were gone. Because I wanted you to think I wasn't getting the boots.
Yeah, and now I don't know if you actually got them or not.
You're right. They're just empty boxes in my trunk.
Well, then what's the point? Why won't you give them to me?
The empty boxes?
Mm-hmm.
You want them?
Yeah.
You want because they're not empty boxes. But when you said that to me in the car, I thought, who does that? What kind of? Why would you even dream that somebody would do that?
I've had a lot of mean people in my life.
But at some point, wouldn't you have to confess? Wouldn't you have to?
Hey, I mean, it's been like 3 months, and you haven't confessed.
Yeah, but because it's not. That's not true.
Yeah, but you could just hold them in your trunk for the rest of your life.
But here's the truth. Here's why
I'm not going to find out till you die.
Here's why you, which could be soon. Here's why you really didn't get them. It was, you made that comment, and I made a joke back in the car and said, well, you're not going to get them till your birthday now.
Yeah, but
I wasn't being serious.
Or any other special occasion.
Right, but I wasn't being serious.
But I thought
you'd grab them that night, and when you didn't.
Oh, so I just have to go in your garage and get them.
No, no, no. No, now it's become a thing because then we had a falling out for like a month.
Well, I think that I should get one pair for Mother's Day.
I'll let you know.
And I know which ones I want.
Well, we'll see how the night goes. Because, you know, sometimes we have rocky Friday nights. Not for a long time, but every so often.
Yeah, I think it was the boot tension.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was all about the boots. But it's an interesting story because that goes to show you when you do a nice deed, no good deed goes unpunished.
I have on the shoes that you bought me right now.
This sounds bad.
I got Converse.
That was another time you said, can you buy this for me?
Yeah, that was the last time we ever hung out before we started.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that was one thing about the falling out that ticked me off, was because you told people that I was mean the last night or something.
No, I didn't say you were mean the last night.
I was mean when?
That next day.
But I wasn't.
You ignored me.
No. Tell the truth. You don't have to say the person's name, but tell the truth about what really happened.
You ignored me.
I ignored you for one day.
Mm-hmm.
But why did you really block me, and why did you really leave?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. Go ahead. Come on. Not because I was mean.
No.
I'm not saying say the name. I'm just saying say what happened.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're never going to get these boots if you don't say it.
Okay, then I guess you can take the boots back.
It's that tough for you to say it.
Yes.
Why?
I don't want to say it.
Okay. You're leaving the audience in great suspense.
Oh, I'm sure they know. We've talked about it before. We've had this conversation like 3 times on air on why.
I must like it.
Yeah, I do not. It makes me uncomfortable.
Really?
Yes.
Why does it make you uncomfortable?
I do not like talking about it.
Bad moment.
Yes.
But we have good moments now.
Yeah, so let's not bring up bad.
It's, well, you, me buying those shoes was a bad moment. You brought that up.
Look.
Oh, by the way, let's talk about this. Let's talk about your violent streak in the last week.
Nobody can see me right now, okay?
I've known you for a long time, and in the last week, you have punched me like 3 times. It's true.
Okay.
And tonight threatened me several times. What is this all about?
You're keeping secrets from me. And the worst part is, you say, I have a secret to tell you, and it's going to make you mad.
No, 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 no. Now, say what I said. Tell the truth. I said to you,
I can't say in exact words what you said to me.
No, what I said was, because she has a horrible thing where she wants to know everything that I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I can tell you something, but I can't tell you at all. Are you okay with that? Oh, yeah. And that's what I did. And
you said, well, I can't tell you, but something's going to happen in the next few weeks, and it's going to make you mad.
But you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to know about it because you can't hide it.
Right.
Right.
And that makes me angry already.
Well, because it didn't matter then, does it?
Someone needs to come pick him up at 10.
Why do you have to know everything? Now, this is a good subject for the last 9 minutes.
Because I'm nosy. You know, my parents used to call me Mrs. Kravitz.
Because you had some kind of rash on your arm?
No.
Kravitz disease?
No.
Oh.
You don't know that show?
No, what is that?
Hold on, I gotta look it up. I don't remember.
Apparently you don't know that show either. By the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Have you ever had somebody in your life that was a total pain in your keister? Like me, 740-383-9944. Let us know. Radio show.
Mrs. Kravitz was the nosy neighbor.
In what show?
Hold on. Bewitched.
Bewitched.
Mm-hmm. Gladys Kravitz.
Uh-huh. Who played that character?
Alice Pierce.
Alice Pierce. I don't mm-hmm. know who that is.
It was in 1964. It was before both of our times.
Way before my time.
But see, that's what my parents used to call me, Mrs. Kravitz.
Because you're nosy.
Yes.
But you know what's weird? I've never seen you be as nosy. I mean, you really try to get in my business.
Yeah, but you don't see me around other people.
Oh, so you're just that nosy with everybody?
It depends on the person. If someone's not interesting, then what's the point?
Oh, I'm interesting then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You always told me I'm a closed book.
Look, I'm learning from the best. You're nosy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
How am I nosy?
You ask me stuff all the time.
Curious.
Okay, exactly. Me too. I'm curious, so tell me.
Tell you what?
What's going to happen that's going to make me mad?
Oh, no. Sorry, I can't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an interesting day, though, because the second it happens, you're going to know. You'll flash back to this conversation.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell everyone I'm so angry.
Well, you'll know. I just don't know when. It'll probably be sometime in the next 2 weeks.
If not, we're going to have issues.
Oh, and what's going to happen? Going to block me again?
I can't tell you. I can't prepare you for that.
You never did answer, why's your violent streak come out in the last 7 days?
It just means I care.
Oh, is that what it...
Yep.
You didn't care before?
When you've reached the top notch of friendship, then I become violent.
Oh. Well, how do we get down from the top notch and go backwards?
You don't.
Oh, you do?
Mm-mm.
So I bet I could call you some names that would knock us back.
Just cut you off when you're done for. That's when you go down, and then nobody ever hears from you again. I'm just kidding.
I guess that is the final cut, isn't it? 54 minutes past the hour on this Friday Night Live broadcast.
I've never really killed anybody, I promise.
Literally?
Literally. Oh, goodness. I crack myself up sometimes.
So Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Should be interesting this year, considering it's usually the day where you take your mom out to eat. It's the busiest restaurant day of the year.
You could bring me some boots.
You know, you said this, was this last week on the air, or did you say this in person? Or was it on the, it was some show we were doing. Now, this is the conversation we had. Now, this was, I remember this struck me as odd. We were having the conversation, and she said, oh, it's going to be Mother's Day. And I said, oh, yeah, Mother's Day Sunday. And I said, gosh, I got to remember to call my mom. And you said, are you going to remember to call me?
I
said, you're not my mother.
But I'm a mother.
Not my mother.
So?
Go ahead, caller.
You two are hilarious.
Well, I've always been hilarious. I think I just pick up the company that I'm with.
I don't think that's
that
true.
Right?
Don't you think?
What an interesting conversation that I've been listening to.
Isn't it, though?
It sounds like a Jerry Springer show.
Does it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to pick up a chair and hit her in the head?
I mean, so what's up with these boots? I guess I don't understand these boots.
What size boot are you? I might be able to get you some boots.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm size 13.
I bet we can stretch them.
Hey, you know what? I'll pay you if you can sneak into his garage when he's sleeping and get these boots out.
Listen, Sean can't sneak anywhere.
We can double team. You distract him,
so,
I'll get the boots.
So where's these boots at? I'll be able to see.
They're in the trunk of his car.
Why do you have boots in your trunk of your car, Scott?
Because when we were in Nashville, I purchased some boots, and then I decided the person that I purchased these boots for was not worthy of them.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Haven't you ever done that? Oh, you've done that. You did that at Christmas. I'm not going to say the name, but you bought a gift for somebody, and then you did not give that gift to them?
When?
I don't want to say the name, but I...
Well, I haven't even got my gift yet.
Right, but you told me at one point, you said, just give me that gift back. I'm going to use it for myself.
Well, yeah, I do that all the time. Yeah.
Okay, so why are you jumping me about these boots?
No, I'm telling you about the boots. No, I just didn't understand why you had the boots in your car. I didn't know the whole story.
Well, the same thing that you have with the gift that you want back.
No, I don't have it back yet.
No, you don't. But you wanted it back.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. If I would have used it, if nobody else was going to use it, yeah.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you can't use the boots because they're the girl boots, aren't they?
Right, but I can sell them. You know, there's eBay and Amazon and...
So what
I have
are
little
these?
Baby
are these,
feet.
Are these those Ugg boots that these women always wear?
No, they're not the Ugg boots.
They're cowgirl boots.
We were in Nashville, remember?
Oh, you might as well just give them to her, Scott.
Well, I think we're going to hold off on that for a little longer. I'll tell you what.
Right?
I'll show them to you sometime, and then there'll be proof that they are real.
Yeah.
That they're not just empty boxes.
Are you going to show me?
I'll show you. And that way you can report back that they're not just empty boxes.
Look, you can overtake them. Just steal them and bring them to my house. I'll send you my address.
Listen, if you bought somebody a gift and then they said to you all you bought was empty boxes, would you give them the gift?
Yeah, because I'd want to prove to them that I didn't.
No, I didn't ask you. Sean?
What's that?
If you bought somebody a gift and they said all you got was empty boxes, would you give them the gift?
All they got is empty boxes.
Yeah, if you got somebody a gift, and they turned to you and said, I think you just went and got empty boxes and are trying to swerve me, what would you think?
Oh, God.
Would it surprise you if he did that, though?
Think about all the gifts I've given you over the years. Have I ever given you an empty box?
No, he hasn't, actually. I can see that he hasn't.
But would it surprise you if he did that?
To somebody that he just fights, maybe?
See?
Well,
we stopped talking after that.
Maybe somebody I disliked.
Maybe if he disliked somebody, he probably would do that. But I don't think he would do that to the actual person. I wouldn't think so.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think the boots is... I'm sure the boots are real for you. Just go over to the house and grab them.
So if I apologize for saying that, do I get them?
No, but Sean, isn't that the rudest thing somebody could say to you if you buy them a gift and they even see you carrying the bags around the store and they say to you that they're fake, that you just got empty boxes?
So you bought these boots for her for Nashville and you never gave them to her?
No, I bought them in Nashville.
And you wasn't going to play that. You weren't going to give them to her?
No, I was, until she said that nasty remark.
Oh, I see. What? Oh, you mean, when she said that in Nashville?
Yes, after the boots were purchased, on the car ride home, she said, I think you just got empty boxes.
Because he would not let me hold them, he would not let me look at them, he would not let me do anything with them.
Oh.
And he likes to joke around with me, so I just thought maybe he bought empty boxes.
Oh.
Well, Sean, we got to go to break here, but stay tuned, keep listening, and come in on the other side if you have something. I'm sure you have something to say, so stay tuned and call back in.
Are you going to be back on again?
Yeah, 2 hours. We'll be on till 10.
Okay.
We'll be back in exactly 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
World famous from Saint Martin.
Is that
called
sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no, sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry?
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice.